議程四，按前濱及海床（填海工程條例）127章進行刊憲之建議，南丫島江南系統香港特別行政區水域由鋼線灣至北角咀。此議程是由地政總署提出。經濟發展規劃文件二斜洞2022號。我們歡迎以下的政府部門和機構代表出席會議，包括通訊事務管理局辦公室高級電訊工程師規管12李純先生，高級規管事務經理規管12鍾慧慧女士，地政總署離島地政署高級地政經理斜洞特別職務二吳俊成先生，香港電訊有限公司助理副總裁蔡家健先生，助理副總裁陳泰源先生，項目經理高文傑先生，瑞豐工程顧問有限公司副總監吳國強先生，高級環境顧問鍾子珊女士。請地政總署代表簡介議題。
多謝主席。今日的議題就是討論文件斜洞2022號是有關於在南丫島一個所謂江南的系統，它的連接點就主要是由南區的鋼線灣去到南丫島的北角咀。在這個項目那裡，我們因應在一個 法定的程序，在前濱及海床填海工程條例第127章呢，咁我哋需要喺一個刊憲嘅之前呢，我哋需要去向議會嗰度去攞一啲意見同埋做一啲簡介嘅。咁就住呢個項目呢，咁其實我哋係因應咗喺政府方面有一啲政策嘅措施，咁係由通訊事務管理局嘅辦公室呢，佢哋推行咗一個光纖江南嘅系統。咁呢個改善工程呢，係可以幫助到一些離島區的鄉村呢，就希望可以改善到一些接駁的通訊那方面。那就著這個問題呢，或者我在這裡邀請我們同事，就是通訊事務局管理局的辦公室鍾小姐去幫手解答。
謝謝 Michael。 各位好，我是通訊事務管理局辦公室，我姓鍾的。我想當開始之前，我講一講關於這個剛才地政署同事都有提到那個資助計劃啦。咁其實喺政府咧喺2017年嘅施政報告裏邊咧，就係提議咗政府咧就係以一個即係牽頭嘅角度咧，就俾一啲即係資助俾現有嘅固網營辦商啦，就去鋪設一個對鄉村地區鋪設一個即係嗰個叫做光纖服務嘅線啦，令到咧唔同嘅居民咧喺涵蓋咗235條鄉村咧嘅都可以用到更加好啲嘅光纖服務。咁咧呢啲地區包括咗咧就係新界區啦，譬如話西貢啊、大埔啊，同埋亦都包括咗離島區，其中就係南丫島13條村莊咧都包括嘅。咁呢一個資助計劃咧，其實喺攞到個立法會批准嘅錢咧，就係7億7400萬。咁呢個 project 咧，其實喺2019年同埋2020年咧，通訊事務管理局辦公室咧係通過兩次嘅招標計劃咧，就已經揀選咗邊一啲嘅營辦商可以得到呢個資助。咁分別呢個就用通過6個項目啦去進行嘅。咁今次嘅 project proponent 即係個香港電訊咧，其實佢哋係其中一個中咗呢6個 project 裏邊三個項目嘅。咁呢6個項目裏邊，其中嘅我哋嘅 project 5或者項目5咧，就係裏面包括一條由香港南區延伸到通道去南丫島嘅海底光纜。呢條光纜最主要嘅目的咧，就係令到南丫島的13條村莊咧，係可以得到一個更加好的網絡光纖網絡覆蓋。咁 這個 project 呢就是其中一部分，就是即 project 6、project 5其中一個部分呢，就是今天這個議題，我們那個由南區的 Telegraph Bay 即是鋼城灣去到南丫島那邊那個叫做北角咀啦。咁我諗詳細我就交返俾嗰個項目嘅主嗰個叫做建議人康康師或者佢嘅consultant再詳細啲講講啦，唔該曬。
好，咁唔該曬鍾女士同埋吳先生幫我哋去解釋我哋呢個項目啦。咁其實喺我哋即係去籌劃呢、一個光纖嘅路線圖咧，其實我哋都有考慮到即係唔同嘅譬如對環境嘅影響啊，又或者係現時有一啲其他嘅通訊設備啦，又或者係其他一啲係電纜啊，咁我哋都盡量即係希望咧，我哋嗰個光纖咧就唔會對其他嗰啲設備咧係造成影響嘅。咁其實喺南區嗰個範圍裏邊咧，我哋都係應該係940米左右嘅嗰個範圍。咁嗰個大約嗰個鋪設嘅時間咧，其實都應該係兩日到就會完成噶啦。咁當然我哋喺鋪設嘅時候咧，都會係即係做翻一啲對應嘅緩解措施啦。譬如我哋嗰個船咧就有一個嗰個速度嘅限制嘅。咁最多咧都會係1公里啦，就係每一個鐘行1公里嘅。咁都會做翻一啲對應嘅平時我哋施工嘅一啲環保措施啦。咁同埋其實我哋嗰、那個鋪砌嘅時候咧，都會係之前咧都會同海事處啦有一個諮詢啦。咁亦都會交一個我哋對嗰、那個海事嘅交通嗰個影響啦，咁係會交翻個報告俾佢哋嘅，咁亦都會遵循翻佢哋建議嘅一啲航道啊，或者係或者係佢哋認為比較合適，盡量減少到對其他船隻嘅影響啦。咁所以大致呢、這個我哋相信呢個項目咧都唔會對話環境啊，或者係海事啊，是會造成一些不可以緩解 的影響的。
謝謝。有沒有議員？施文文議員。
Yes, and I hope that the proponent can present us the details with the drawings of the landing at Pak Kok Choi and the landing at Telegraph Bay.My concern is, and I hope that was clear made before, that at Pak Kok Choi you're landing at a, what I believe is a, if I look at the zoning, is a coastal protection area. Is that correct? And then at Telegraph Bay, I'm not sure what the zoning status is of that one, but it's also a protected area. So my issue is, what does it look like, what you're going to build on the foreshore?Now, if I look at any landing points that we have in the central district, most of them are a concrete box with a rusting piece of metal. And it looks awkward. It looks ugly. It's attenuated. It's like it's a physical ugly box and an ugly pipe which is rusting sitting there on the shore. I don't think we like to see that. We like to see something that's nicely designed, hidden underground.And if it's going to be above ground, that it's properly designed, not looking like a big, huge pipe sticking out everywhere. So that's my issue. And your response today doesn't show any of that. I mean, that you're going to have barges operating, yeah, fine. That's not the issue. The issue is the landing points, and that they're properly designed. And if you don't have the drawings here today, Chairman, then why don't we just get them after the meeting?Because I don't want to hold up the project. It's a good project. I mean, I live in a village. I have poor internet connection from Hong Kong Telecom because you don't give me good support in my village. So I'd like you to fix the village connections because we have very poor internet connections. So I'm not going to stop this project. But if you're going to be impacting the shorelines, I'd like you to do it in a nice way. I'd like you to minimize the impact and whatever structures in there are properly designed of the right materials, not something that's going to be sitting there rusting. So that's what I like, that assurance I'd like to have. You don't have them with you. So if we can have that separately after the meeting, it doesn't have to be in a formal meeting. You can contact my office or contact the district office and we get information from you. We can resolve this matter very quickly, very efficiently. So, Chairman, that's my point. I don't really want to spend people's... Look how many people are in the room. It's very expensive. But it's a simple issue. But we just like nice work done. Thank you, Chairman.
I think this is a reasonable suggestion. Secondly, Lin Mok Chin 議員.
謝謝主席。 咁剛剛司馬文議員有啲嘢都問過，關於即係我哋睇唔到有啲即係咩設計啦，同埋即係個運作都係好簡略咁樣講咗。咁其實咧，我頭先有關公司都講咗啦，就唔會影響嗰個環境啊、海事嗰個影響。但係咧，我個人咧就比較關注嗰個即係生態保護嗰個生態問題。咁你哋有冇做過一啲研究會唔會有所影響咧？ 咁我想大家回應一下。希望部門合併回應啊，唔該。OK，
或者我先回應咗關於我哋嗰個landing point 咧，即係我哋登陸點嗰個工程啦。咁其實嗰個工程咧，我哋會係有一個即係比較細嘅。形式啦嘅一個少少嘅滑泥嘅動作嘅，咁但係咧即係我哋講緊頭先議員都講得好啱啊，即係我哋都唔想嗰個 cable 咧即係外露咗啊，然之後咧好似即係攤咗喺嗰個海灘上邊，咁所以咧我哋係會有一個小型嘅滑滑啦，咁然之後咧就係希望將嗰條嗰個光纜咧係埋藏喺嗰個而家現有嗰個。啱啱海邊嗰個位置嗰度嘅，咁可能個深度咧大約都會係兩米以內嘅，即係我哋唔會話要挖到幾深，然之後會唔會做到一啲好大範圍嘅影響咧？咁係唔會嘅。咁亦都我哋所挖出嚟嘅泥咧，咁我哋只不過係希望將嗰個光纖咧埋翻落去一至兩米嘅地方啦，然後咧咁我哋會將嗰個。 原先我哋做咗挖掘嘅嗰啲物料咧，我哋係會回填翻落去嘅，即係亦都唔會需要話要唔要拎去邊度抌咗佢啊。咁係冇呢一個我哋木個工程裏邊係唔會咁樣做嘅。咁咧我亦都會即係確保咧，就係話我哋去做完挖掘啦，咁咧佢會保留翻佢現有嗰個面貌嘅。 就唔會啊，我哋唔會話，因為本身其實我哋都係挖掘翻佢現在有嘅，可能係一啲沙石啦。咁我哋只不過係希望嗰個光纖咧係落到去嗰個即係叫做令到佢係 underground 咗嘅。咁然後咧，亦都因為其實咁樣咧對個光纖都係好處嘅。咁你唔會外露咗咧啊，或者會唔會有當其他人要使用啊，或者係有其他工程嘅時候咧啊，會唔會表面上會影響到嗰個光纖？ 咁同埋咧，其實喺南區嗰個鋼線灣嗰個登陸點咧，佢唔係一個coastal protection area 嚟嘅，咁係啦，咁所以我哋都覺得應該會對呢一個登陸點或者係佢個海岸線咧，唔會有一個話好嚴重嘅影響嘅。 係跟住關於生態嗰邊咧，其實我哋喺揀嗰個 cable 嘅時候咧，我哋揀嗰個光纖嗰個走線咧，其實我哋係有做過一個關於珊瑚嘅一個調查嘅。咁我哋咧都盡量揀咗一啲地方係首先係希望冇珊瑚嘅位置啦，又或者係嗰啲珊瑚咧係比較係嗰個物種咧係比較冇咁。 重要啦，咁除此之外咧，我哋唔係話做完呢一個調查咧，咁就揀咗個路線嘅。其實喺我哋鋪製之前咧，我哋係會再做一次我哋叫工程前嘅一個調查。咁咧然後咧，我哋亦都會工程後都會做一個調查。咁咧盡量係確保到咧，我哋個工程唔會對嗰個附近嘅珊瑚咧係有影響嘅。咁所以我哋即係都。 覺得我哋係首先盡量揀咗一個比較好嘅路線啦，咁亦都希望盡量減少到對珊瑚嘅影響嘅。
OK， 仲有冇議員有追問？
None of my questions have been answered, and you've spoken about everything I'm not interested in. I'm not interested in what happens on the seabed. I'm asking you for what is exposed on the land. So what's the structure? So once it comes out of the water, then what's the structure? Is it going to be underground? What structures are you going to build? You're going to put a manhole. Where's the manhole? It's going to be one of those big concrete structures sticking out on the rocks. I don't know. So and you don't have the drawings here. So why don't you give us the exact detailed drawings for how the landing on the land, visible part between the public road or whatever public area from the sea, high water mark or low water mark upwards, for that section, just give us concrete detailed drawings, material specifications, show us what you have done to minimize the impact and make sure that there is something that's going to be sustainable and not going to be ugly very soon. Most cable landing points in Hong Kong are rusting buckets. Very ugly, with pipes and pieces of concrete sitting on the natural rock that we're trying to protect. That's all. So I'm just asking that, and you're not showing it, and you're not discussing it, so you don't understand my question. That is where I'm at. That's what the ones that I'm concerned about are both sides. Show it after meeting. Just, you know, let's resolve it.
代表有冇补充？
可以啊，咁或者我哋喺会后啦，咁我哋都可以绝对可以俾翻一啲相关喺陆地嗰方面，因为本身今日嗰、那个系一个 foreshore seabed 嗰、那个申请嚟嘅，咁但系我哋明白嘅，即系我哋议员都会有对于我哋喺登陆之后嘅一啲工程咧系有 concern 非常明白嘅，咁我谂我哋可以喺我哋。項目依年倡議人這邊都可以是給回一個對應的資料啦，給一些圖啊和相關那個施工的時候的範圍呢給回議員去看的，可以啊，謝謝。
好，謝謝你的回覆。那我們希望之後你們有詳細資料呢都可以傳給我們幾位議員和秘書處啦。那我剛剛聽了幾位議員的意見，我相信我們原則上是會支持這個項目的。如果沒有其他疑問，多謝這麼多位代表的出席啦。